Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Plea deal reached in Gillette's stalking case. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. A Gillette man accused of stalking his wife and asking an employee to spy on her has reached a plea agreement in Campbell County District Court. According to the Gillette News record, 43-year-old Russell Ellison pleaded no contest to felony stalking and guilty to violating a protection order during a hearing February 24th. In exchange, prosecutors agreed to dismiss a second felony stalking charge. According to court documents, Ellison sent months of text messages to an employee admitting he was watching his wife ask asking the employee to follow her and making graphic threats against her and members of her family. Authorities say those messages were sent while Ellison already had a protection order prohibiting him from contacting, watching, or asking others to monitor his wife. Investigators say the text suggested Ellison planned to assault the victim, leading to his arrest. Prosecutors are recommending a prison sentence capped at 6 to 8 years, although Ellison can argue for a lighter sentence that still includes prison time. Court records also show Ellison is a registered sex offender following a 2014 conviction in Campbell County for second-degree sexual abuse of a minor. Sentencing will be scheduled in district court at a later date. Senate fails to override Gordon's veto of gun bill. The proposal to expand Wyoming's Second Amendment Protection Act is officially dead after the state Senate failed to override Governor Mark Gordon's veto. According to Wildfile, the override attempt Wednesday failed on a 12-18 vote, well short of the two-thirds majority needed to reverse the governor's decision. Because the Senate failed to override the veto, the Wyoming House will not take up the measure. Senate File 101 would have strengthened Wyoming's existing Second Amendment preservation law by adding $50,000 civil penalties for agencies that help enforce federal gun regulations against so-called law-abiding citizens. It also would have allowed individuals to file lawsuits alleging violations. Supporters, including gun rights groups like Wyoming Gun Owners of America, argued the bill was needed to protect Wyoming citizens from potential federal overreach. But all 23 Wyoming sheriffs opposed the measure, warning the language could discourage local officers from cooperating with federal agencies and complicate criminal investigations. Governor Gordon vetoed the bill on Tuesday, saying the legislation contained problematic consequences that could interfere with law enforcement efforts to combat crimes like trafficking and organized criminal activity. Campbell County Sheriff Scott Matheny, along with several other sheriffs around the state, were present during the vote. Matheny said he was pleased that the governor's veto was upheld. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalane.